In the case of Illinois, for example, here's 4 million apparent registration violations in your database, Illinois State Board of Elections. What say you? Explain each one of these line by line and kindly explain how 600,000 of them cast votes in the 2022 midterm in Illinois. Just tell us, and then we'll go away. But line by line, because it's our country at stake. So it's not mean to demand the receipts. That's responsible. That's what responsible stewards do.
With the New American Magazine, and with me today is a repeat performance, actually backed by popular demand. Her name is Marlee Hornick, and she heads up the United Sovereign Americans. It's not a sovereign citizens group. This is about restoring election, not integrity, because elections don't have integrity. They have lawfulness or unlawfulness. She is working to restore lawful elections. Marlee, thank you so much for joining us again.
Thanks a lot, Rebecca. It's great to be here.
Well, you are here because you have some exciting news. I want to, any of our viewers who may not know who you are, may not have seen my original interview with you, which will be posted down below this interview, a link to that. But let's give them a little bit of a background of what you've been doing and then the exciting news that you have for us today.
Sure. I guess I started out in election integrity in 2021. And we ended up switching over to what we call election validity. But initially, I founded New York Citizens Audit. We found millions of what we called at the time anomalies within the New York State Voter Roll database. Now, that is the official list of registered voters for the state of New York and also for their participation history. So it's a very important document. It's federally protected. And it's part of our critical national security infrastructure. That's the short way of saying it took about maybe 2 years, but I came to realize that we had not uncovered millions of anomalies. We had uncovered millions of potential crimes. And as New York Citizens Audit sought to get investigations of these issues, and we were continually rebuffed by the New York State Board of Elections, the Attorney General of New York State, the Secretary of State, the officials in 29 counties, the New York State Special Investigations Unit from the New York State Police. I mean, we met with everybody, the Inspector General's office, and they all turned us away. So we ended up creating a set of arguments about election validity within New York Citizens Audit. And then my co-founder of United Sovereign Americans, Harry Howery, and I, we're doing this now with a team of extraordinary, hundreds and hundreds of extraordinary volunteers across America. We're doing this in 22 states now. And basically, the questions we ask of the voter roll database are, were the voter rolls accurate, which is what is required by the National Voter Registration Act of 1993? Were the votes counted from eligible citizen voters, which is what is required by a combination of the United States Constitution, Article 1, Section 2, and the 14th Amendment, Section 2. Was the number of votes counted equal to the number of voters who voted, which is just a basic reconciliation of your election returns? And was the accuracy requirement that is mandated under law by the Help America Vote Act, was it upheld? And we ask those four simple questions in 22 states. We've got 10 states done, and the answers are stunning. And that probably leads us into talking about Maryland, but that's right. Kind of an overview of who is United Sovereign Americans. It's a volunteer, 100% volunteer organization working to restore the principle of election validity for the United States of America before the 2024 general election.
Right. So, and that's what I like about what your group is doing. You're focusing on you're not looking at, let's complain about the past. You're using the data from the past, but you're focusing on, let's not let these crimes, if they are crimes, happen again to us in 2024. So you're focusing on 2024 and what you can do to stop any unlawfulness in that election. So
yes,
that brings us to Maryland, right?
Yeah. But I do want to say one thing before we get to Maryland. There are crimes that are definitively and positively identified. And specifically, they're civil rights crimes, because U.S. Congress passes election law not on the basis of governing the election procedure or administration, but on the basis of protecting Article 1, Section 2. The people of the several states shall choose their representatives. So because that's in Article 1, Congress, under the Necessary and Proper Clause, has basically carte blanche to pass any laws that are required to make sure that fundamental, foundational civil right is upheld, right? I know your listeners know this, but if we don't have government by consent, provably, we don't have America. So there is a crime that was committed by many, many, many of these election officials in 2020 and 2022, which was certifying an election that was not accurate and not compliant. That's perjury. If you did that with your taxes, they wouldn't tell you, hey, you know, just try again, or hey, you know, come back in 30 or 45 days and let us know your updated numbers after you edit them.
Right, exactly. Okay, so and so now let's talk about what's going on in Maryland with you.
Sure. So Maryland is the first state that we've been able to successfully file our litigation strategy, and we plan to file this in at least 10 states. We would love to file it in 22, but we have 10 states ready that are have critical information associated with our findings. But in Maryland, basically, the lawsuit is an injunction. It's a temporary restraining order, and in some cases, a permanent restraining order. Injunction against the use of the Maryland State Board of Elections voting system as it stands. Now, how do we make such a wild claim that the voting system cannot be used? First of all, we provided facts and evidence documenting nearly 80,000 registration violations within the Maryland State Voter Roll database. These are not your clean the voter roll registration violations. This is not people who moved and their registration hasn't been updated in a timely fashion. These are your registrants who, for example, registered to vote before they were born, according to the Maryland State Board of Elections. These are your voters who, according to the Maryland State Board of Elections, had their birth date changed from one version of the database to another. This is not your ordinary issue. Like, you, if you read about the voter rolls on social media, you'll say, oh, there's dirty voter rolls and there's clean voter rolls. And so I liken that to the dishes, right? Because I'm a homeschool mom. So I think about everything in terms of home economics. If you have a dirty dish and you put it in the sink with soap and hot water, you scrub it off, rinse it, and put it in the drain, it's clean now, right? Someone else can use that dish. When you have a set of voter rolls, an official voter registration list for a statewide election system, and you have registrations in that data that appear to be completely invalid or illegal, the question is, how in the heck did they get in there? There's supposed to be a control point that prevents them from entering the system, because once a registration is in that list, it's considered validated and eligible. So you can't take that database, you can't take those rolls, put them in the sink with soap and hot water and wash them like a dish. This is not a dirty voter roll. This is manipulated data. So we're bringing that. So we say, okay, judge, we've got 80,000 of these that just don't, they don't meet any standard of the law. They don't even meet any logical standard. How did they get in the database? Now we say, and you know, this number of them actually cast votes. How did that happen? How did an election official or a poll worker or whoever it was hand a ballot to someone who was born in, you know, 1880? How did that happen? And if this is the database protecting our foundational right in the United States of America to choose our representatives and be governed by laws to which we have consented. How come this is taking place? How is this taking place? So this is, those again, it's the four questions. We ask those questions in Maryland, and guess what? The number of voters who voted is not equal to the number of votes counted. There's more votes counted than voters who voted. And guess what? They trampled the accuracy requirement by a factor of at least 10,000. And the point is, this is a civil rights abridgment.
Right. It and is, that's how you have standing to be able to file this lawsuit, correct?
Exactly. We're not challenging the outcome of any of these elections.
Right.
We're not saying they certified the wrong person. We're saying no one has any idea who won. Okay.
Right.
I'm not going to talk about the Maryland reconciliation. I'm going to give an example from the Ohio reconciliation. Just to make the argument. The Ohio error rate in the vote at the time that election, the Ohio midterm, was certified was 18%.
Wow.
The federal requirement for accuracy is a maximum error rate of 0.0008%. There was a federal election certified as accurate and compliant in the state of Ohio with, I think, a 4% margin of victory. A system with an 18% error rate cannot tell you what happened at a 4% margin of victory. It's not capable of it. So with a simple, I mean, this was not simple. This took years, frankly, to be clear. This took years of investigation and research and analysis and looking at the laws and making these critical, simple arguments out of something very dense. But when you have a system error rate greater than your margin of victory, your election system is broken. If you buy a car and that car is in the shop, there's a brand new car, right? You go out, you go to the dealer, you're like, I'm gonna throw down, I'm gonna get something really nice this time. And that car, you drive away and all of a sudden it's in the shop all the time. They call it a lemon, right? If you buy a voting system, and the only job that election system has, that voting system has, is to give you an accurate and legally compliant result, and it can't, you bought a lemon. And that's what the Maryland lawsuit says. It says we are demanding that this voting system cannot be used for the 2024 election. We have proven that that is the case. This is not suspicion, and it's not accusation. It's simple factual numbers extracted from the Maryland State Board of Elections' own data.
And you're
federal
using,
law says that
right.
data has to be accurate.
Right. And because the federal law says the federal law says that, because if it's not accurate, it is a violation of your civil rights as a voter, correct?
Correct. And if you want to really think broadly, it's a violation of every American's civil rights, because when Maryland certifies a federal election, it doesn't just affect Maryland voters. It
right.
affects everybody, because they're sending congressional representatives. They're sending senators. This is a huge, huge deal.
Well, and I understand, too, it can even affect the number of House of seats in the House for each state, correct?
Well, okay, that's an interesting point. There is a way that it does affect that, because if there are 80,000, and this is what we found, this doesn't mean this is the extent of the illogical or illegal registrations that are present in the Maryland State Voter Roll Database, but if you have 80,000 registrants in there who don't appear to be actual registrants, they're what we would call synthetic identities, that's going to affect apportionment for the state of Maryland. That's a wrongful inflation of Maryland's population, because the Census Bureau scrapes the voter rolls every 2 years to update their census, approximations.
Right.
Right.
And it also affects how much money you get in federal grants and things like that.
Yeah, it sure does. And the number of electoral college votes you have. So Maryland, maybe that number isn't too impressive. New York has over 5 million registration violations in the database.
The John Birch Society has been working tirelessly since 1958 to preserve freedom, safeguard the Constitution, and restore our God-given rights. We continually educate voters and lead the freedom movement. Join us as we work against a tyrannical one-world government. United as one, we can defeat this conspiracy against a free America. JBS founder Robert Welch said, "Education is our total strategy and truth our only weapon." Join us in restoring this great nation.
Wow. That's now, you have been keeping all of this data pretty much under lock and key because you don't want the other side, you don't want it to fall into the wrong hands. Have you published any of this on your website?
That's a good question. We do go over the scorecards to a degree, sometimes during presentations. We go over the reconciliation sheets sometimes during presentations, but largely we don't want to publish them because we'd rather not have people who haven't carefully studied the data and carefully made these arguments to go and use them to make accusations. This is really hard work. It's taken probably 100,000 hours, volunteer hours. And that is the blood, sweat, and tears of American citizens who have decided to do this investigation in the face of complete blocking by officials across the states. And one of the things that I think is so unique and special about United Sovereign Americans, not only that we've done this work to measure the effect of using what they like to call the honor system to register voters, and then assign ballots, everything, there's, you know, it goes deep down in, but also it makes it not just a Maryland issue. And not just a North Carolina issue. It's not just a local fight that's taking place in state court. The Maryland lawsuit is filed in federal court because, first of all, it's an issue regarding the U.S. Constitution fundamentally. And second of all, because that makes the matters linked when we file in these other states. It links the circumstances one to the other. And if we end up, for example, with a number of federal judges deciding that it doesn't look like a problem, that it doesn't look like an abridgment of any right, or they just, you know, try to find a way to knock us out, even though every American citizen should have standing on this matter, it gives us the opportunity to, if we have a conflict between federal circuits in their decision, it gives us the opportunity to get rapidly to the Supreme Court. And that's truly where this should be adjudicated and it should be heard. It's actually a very, very important matter for our country. And again, it's not about dirty voter rolls. It's about the infringement or the attack on our right to provable government by consent.
Absolutely. And everyone should be concerned about this, no matter what candidate you happen to support, no matter what party you happen to ally yourself with.
That's correct. Because you know what? People cheat. Bad people cheat in elections. Democrats cheat. Republicans cheat. Independents cheat. Everybody, you know, there's a lot of money and power at stake. And it's ridiculous, this idea that it's mean to be suspicious. It is irresponsible to just stand down and let people manipulate our elections. And I don't know the outcomes. Neither does the Board of Elections. That's the problem. And they can't prove it to us. Now, there was a Supreme Court ruling in 1803, Marbury v. Madison. And the decision gave us a very important piece of information as American citizens if we truly seek to uphold the blessing of liberty that was provided to us by our founders and by the many, many people since then who have successfully and with great effort and dedication upheld this system. In Marbury v. Madison, they decided that a right without a remedy is not a right. So we have a right to choose our representatives, right? Go ahead. Now, how do we know our right has been upheld? Because we also have an implied right to inspect the records. And when the election officials across the United States of America tell you, hey, you know, 1 million registered voters whose registrations were created on January 1st in New York State is not a problem, and we don't have to show you any receipts, that's absolutely incorrect. And they are again denying the remedy for that critical right. And they're not allowed to do that. It's not the Correct. America doesn't belong to election officials. It belongs to the American people. We are the owner stakeholders of this country. That is the beauty of our system. Good. And we are the ones who get to choose the representatives, and we get to make sure that our employees at the Board of Elections are not acting like umpires.
What? Right. And little kings and little despots. Exactly. This is something that is so impressive to me because, as you've said, this is entirely grassroots. You have no corporate backing. You have no, you know, big money. This is volunteer efforts. And even a lot of the attorneys involved want to donate all their time to because they know that you have such good, solid cases in these. What other states? You said that there are 10 states total that you're ready. I mean, is this going to be happening like a domino across the country?
Well, I have to say, in all honesty, that depends on us. That depends on the American people. United Sovereign Americans, as you said, does not have corporate backing. We do not have mega donors. We do not have the support of either party. We are on our own. We're the American people. If we want this country, we have to save it. And I just want to be frank that attorneys are very interested in this matter, but you'd be amazed what happens 2 or 3 weeks down in the road when you don't have the money to compensate them. They suddenly do have to take their actual paying clients' phone calls above yours. And please, if you're hearing this, tell everyone, know that, you know, Rebecca is so wonderful and courageous and generous in having me on not only once but twice now. It is very hard to get this message out because there is very little media that is willing to talk about this issue. But we know,
right?
We know as the American people, we know this is the path. So we have to do it.
Right, because if we lose this battle, we're not gonna win on any other fronts, right? No. We will definitely put that link to your website down below in the description of this video, and try to help you get your message out to as many as possible. Also, people can sign up on your website to receive more information and to get involved in their own states. Correct?
That is exactly true. We have a volunteer opportunity there. You can sign up to volunteer and be a part of this effort. Our volunteers do a bunch of really amazing things. We have internal volunteers who work on building our messaging capacity and things like that, organizing state efforts. We also have volunteers who come in and bring our resolution for a valid 2024 election. They come in and get trained on that. And they bring that resolution that basically outlines the constitutional arguments, the findings by state, and the asks that are present in the TRO. They're the same asks in the resolution, more or less. And that is something that they're bringing to town boards, county legislatures, mayors, sheriffs, state legislatures. Everybody can get a look at these and decide whether or not to sign on. And that really forces election validity to be a serious issue in the 2024 election. We need to preserve our country. We need to organize and educate people around the concept of why our vote is so sacred. And this has largely been forgotten. And you look at on social media, what's an election, and your head is going to be, you know, pounding and spinning in 15 minutes. It's so simple. Elections contain three things. Elections contain voters, votes, and counts. That's what an election is. It's very, very simple. And why is it so important? Because it protects America. It's like that. So people come in and they participate with bringing these resolutions all over. And it's a very effective tool to actually unify, just like you were saying. This is unifying. Every American who believes in civil rights agrees with this.
Sure. Absolutely. And we all need to realize the importance of it, too. There's one other point I've heard you make before, and I want to clarify it. Once, let's say all of these lawsuits, you lose every one of them. It's still, you still haven't lost because you have established standing for yourself. Can you expand that point a little bit?
Sure. There's two ways that we still haven't lost. The first way is that we can appeal every one of those losses to the Supreme Court. And again, that's where this matter belongs.
Sure. Yeah.
To be frank, it has to be adjudicated at the Supreme Court level because it's an equity challenge. The other way that we haven't lost standing is there's a fascinating document written by Kenneth Starr from 1976 talking about the federal invalidation of elections, judicial invalidation, rather, of federal elections. Federal judges in post-election administration can be preyed upon, preyed to provide a relief of invalidation of an election. Again, it's not a challenge to the outcome. It has to do with whether or not the election procedures were valid and lawful. But the way to get that remedy is to have exhausted every other possible democratic, judicial, or legislative remedy in advance of such a bold request. So filing these TROs in advance of the 2024 election gives us automatic standing on November 6, 2024 to challenge the administrative process of each one of those statewide elections and demand that they not be certified, which is exactly what the Voting Rights Act says to do. So we're just following the law. If we want this country to be a law and order country, we have to set the standard, right, as right. The sovereign. So that's two ways that we secure standing for ourselves going forward, even if every federal circuit judge says no.
Says no, exactly. One of the things that I like so much about your method here is that, you know, a lot of these federal laws that you are invoking, actually, the federal government shouldn't be involved in that. These laws are unconstitutional at their core. But you're using something that is evil for good. And, you know, it's a very godlike quality to do that, I think. And so it's very impressive. And it also is a violation of our rights, our basic rights to self-government. So, you know, Godspeed. I'm just so excited for you that you've dropped this lawsuit in Maryland. What are the next states that are up?
We have a lot of states ready, and it's more a matter of, money, attorneys, timing, getting all those elements forward. But we definitely have, obviously, New York, Illinois, California, Ohio, Texas, Florida, North Carolina, Missouri. I'm trying to remember what other states are ready. There's lots of states, and then there's others that are right now in the data review process because our teams are a little tough. What do they say? Metal sharpens metal. So we don't publish anything until those doors have been slammed and the tires have been kicked and everyone agrees that the queries that were run were actually, the logic was sound and solid and the extracted data from the state databases is correct. So we have a couple of more states in the wings. They're about to publish. I think Tennessee is coming along. I know Oregon. There's more. The states that are operating within United Sovereign Americans cover 367 electoral college votes.
Well, that's more than half.
It's a big deal.
That's a huge deal. And another thing I like to point out here is that you are not just focusing on blue states or red states. It's everything. It's across the board. Tennessee is solid red, you know, Oregon's blue. So,
yeah, yes, your voting systems are different, but the error rates are equivalent. It doesn't seem to
matter. And, you know, you can't see a pattern like that and go, oh, that's just coincidence. Come on, you know?
Well, it's, you know, it doesn't matter if it's coincidence or if it's deliberate. Bye. What matters is United Sovereign Americans is doing something no one else did, which is we're actually measuring the effect. We're not just looking at something and saying, wow, that looks bad. It must be a crime. We're saying, here's, you know, in the case of Illinois, for example, here's 4 million apparent registration violations in your database, Illinois State Board of Elections. What say you? Explain each one of these line by line and kindly explain how 600,000 of them cast votes in the 2022 midterm in Illinois. Well, just tell us and then we'll go away. But line by line, because it's our country at stake. So it's not mean to demand the receipts. That's responsible. That's what responsible stewards do.
Exactly. And we need to fire a few of the people who've been at the helm and made it such a muck of things too, I think, at the ballot box. Listen, tell everybody once again how to reach you and how to get involved.
It's uniteforfreedom.com. uniteforfreedom.com. Also on our website, there's a page called Learn More. And there's a series of short videos there that people can grab and post on their social media if you want to help out with that as well. There's one, I think there's one about the lemon. There's a couple others there. They're fun and they do help to tell the story in bites. So please go to the Learn More page and grab those videos and share them on your social media. That would be great. And make sure to help us. Let's be sure, let's let the American people together be sure that all this stuff goes out the door. We're headed to the end of March. I would say we probably have, you know, I don't know, maybe till the end of May to get these filed. There is a window of opportunity that does close. And if we think this is going to work and you're serious, you believe that this is a good way, please, please help us get these lawsuits out the door. We need funds. Okay.
Amen. Yes, Marley, thank you so much for being with us again. I'm going to check in with you very, very soon as time goes on and check up on how these lawsuits are going. And we will talk soon.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. Thanks, everyone.
YouTube had a few words when they canceled us. We had a few words for them. No more. Do more. Subscribe today and get 25% off your first year. TheNewAmerican.com.